Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Boogie checkers and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, you just call 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? Of life, which means whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. Now, as you know, Bob Surratt in the morning gives away a prize to the first caller, and I have decided to, well, that was very ineffective, but I'm still trying to rip it off. Yes, so I've ripped off the bit, which basically means first call right now gets a prize at 312-981-7200. Wow. Joe, hello.
Hi there, it's your radio engineer friend in Michigan.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Radio engineer?
You talked to me last week.
I did?
You sure did. From Michigan?
Wait a minute, I'm confused. We talked to somebody from Cincinnati. Oh, that was an on-air guy.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
You know, so many other radio stations are calling. You know, it's just a whirlwind. I can't keep track of what's going on. Engineers.
I listen to Jeff. I do. I listen to Gary Jeff.
Cool. So, yeah. All right.
So I'm the guy that called last week
in
Michigan.
Yeah, and you couldn't say who you worked for.
No, I couldn't.
No, but I could make a big guess, and I think I was right. All right. Well, enough of that. Thank you so much for calling back again, Joe.
I enjoy your show a lot. I do, and I enjoy the news at the half hour. It's pretty brief, but pretty good.
That's right. We got a great news department here. And there's no
you really do, and that's something in this day and age.
Tell me. I'm serious. No, that's – well, it's a little inside, but I don't care. Yeah, we got a full news department here. Anchors, reporters, sports people, weather people. We've got an entire engineering staff. We have engineers on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's amazing.
And you didn't break down and sell your tower site for millions. That's great.
Shh. Don't give anybody any ideas.
Nah,
well, you know what?
I know a lot more than I...
We're going to send you an exclusive... Yeah, this is going to be good. You maybe want to wear this to work. An exclusive WGN Radio Retro logo T-shirt is yours.
All righty
then. Thanks for calling, Joe. Stay on the line so we can get all the info to send you the T-shirt. Oh, I hope he wears it to work. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. Joe, where'd you get it? Pat!
Yes. Hello, John.
Hi, Pat. What's going on?
Hi. I'm from Indiana.
Yeah, where?
Porter.
Oh, I know where Porter is.
And I met you at Captain Ed's.
When?
When you went there with Rick Federighi.
Oh, wow. Captain Ed's is this...
And listened to you on WIMS.
Oh, thanks.
With Paula.
Wow.
Do you ever run into her?
I haven't seen Paula in years.
Oh, okay.
But I want to tell people about Captain Ed's. It's the store in Michigan City, Indiana, that you have to see to believe. It's got albums. It's got 45s. It's got a candy island. It's got furniture. It's got TVs. And he, Captain Ed, is quite the character. Yeah. Well, Pat, that's awesome.
And I used to love listening to at 10 o'clock to Michigan City, Indiana. How do you do?
Oh, God. My life is flashing before my eyes. Well, thanks for calling, Pat.
And then I listen to you with WeFM.
Yeah, I've been around.
Yes. And it's wonderful to hear you.
Thanks for calling, Pat, and thanks for listening all these years. I really appreciate it. That may be a little foreign to some of the people listening, but, you know, that's just the way life goes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, that's the telephone number to get on the boogie check of what? The boogie check of life, which means that anything that happens in life can happen on the boogular check. 312-981-7200. And as we await the onslaught of phone calls, allow me to tell you our next guest after the 8:30 news is Chris Witoski. And he is a comedian. And he is from Chicago. And he has got a lot of comedic background and experience. And he has a new TV show. It's animated. And it's called Chicago Party Ant. And it's streaming on Netflix, and it started as a Twitter feed. It's quite incredible the way things can work. So that'll be after the 8:30 news and after the 9 o'clock news. We're going to be show business. Scott Iman is the author of 20th Century Fox, Daryl F. Zanuck, and the creation of the modern film studio. It's a very interesting read, because I read it all. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number to get on the boogie check here at 720 WGN. That's right. 312-981-7200. Available wherever radio stations are heard. 312-981-7200. The phone number here for the radio station. That's right. If you're calling another radio station by mistake, you won't get me. Our monthly hometown series highlights a town and what makes that town unique. From the people, places, and businesses to the hidden gems. So tune in Thursday, September 30th, as your hometown features Evanston. Easily accessible by rail to the city, Evanston is where Chicago and the North Shore meet. It's also home to our Northwestern Wildcats, of course. Your hometown featuring Evanston next Thursday, September 30th. And it could be your hometown we talk about next. Go to WGNradio.com/your hometown and send in your hometown suggestions. Your hometown featuring Evanston is sponsored by Downtown Evanston and Grain Berry, oh, and at Properties and McDonald's. Grain Berry. Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
You're on WGN. What brings you to the phone?
Oh, I didn't know. I was hoping to be the first call.
It's 25 minutes after 8 o'clock. We start this at 8:05.
I didn't know that. I just turned on the radio now, and I thought it was...
Well, here's the deal. It's right off, coming out of the news. We do the whole little setup of the boogie check and then take the first call, but not now. Because that would mean that we hadn't gotten any calls for 25 minutes, and I'd be very depressed.
I guess you would be.
Yeah, you're darn right I would be.
Well, okay, then I'll try next week then.
No, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Whoop, sorry. Wrangler.
Right. Hey. Hello, John.
Hey. Wrangler, that's a great name.
Yeah, I'm up with. I had called you before. I was talking to you about Jim Peterick, who's like quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Just wondering how he was doing, but I just mentioned it to your producer guy that I was going to ask you too about. Do you remember was there two of them, the Quiet Nights, the music venues?
Were there two Quiet Nights? I don't think so. I remember the Quiet Night, but I don't think there were two of them.
Yeah, somebody said something that there might have been two, but I think the one was on Belmont, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right, yes, on the second floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just by chance one time, and this is like back in 75, I was dropping off a guitar out at way on the west end of Belmont, and I left it at my godmother's house or something at her house, and I was coming back because I was living up by Bryn Mawr and Kenmore.
Yeah, I know where that is, sure.
Yeah, and I was heading back, and just by chance, I stopped, and it said that Larry Coryell was playing there one night only. And there was only me and four other people that got in there because the place was sold out.
Cool.
That was really a wild night because he played Spain and he did all kinds of stuff.
That's a very, as they say, intimate venue. You know what I mean?
There
weren't like thousands of people in there. It was a cool place.
Yeah, it was like intimate. Yeah,
it was a cool place to hear a band or anybody. Well, thank you, Wrangler. I appreciate it.
You know, the other thing that I met a guy in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met another guy in there that said he was in there one night. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but they said that Muddy Waters was in there playing, and all of a sudden they said a couple of friends came in to see you, and that it was Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Is that true?
Well, I don't know if that particular instance is true, that it was at the Quiet Night, but there are certainly stories of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards coming to Chicago and going to, I think, like Kingston Mines or some of the other blues places. It could be if Muddy Waters was there, because they definitely had a relationship, the Stones and the blues scene here in Chicago. If you go back to the early Stones albums with songs like Little Red Rooster, and the other titles aren't coming to me immediately, but yeah, it could have happened. I mean, I'm not saying that it did, and I'm not saying that it didn't. I am saying that they did meet in Chicago. I don't know exactly where or when.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other places were like when you guys were talking about Mr. Kelly's. And did they ever have much music in the Ivanhoe?
Ivanhoe, oh my God, I forgot all about that place.
Yeah, well, that was like, we had relatives that were, and older women that were, we'd always drive by the Ivanhoe, and it seems like, I don't know if they really ever had music there, but I know we knew it.
I don't remember. Thanks for calling. I don't remember. Oop, what are you doing, John? Thank you.